An aggressive coyote that attacked a 2-year-old child in Lions Park has been killed. BC Conservation Officers, BCCOS, confirm. Conservation officers are investigating the incident that occurred around 8 p.m. Wednesday, May 10, at the popular downtown park in Port Coquitlam. The child was bitten and taken to hospital with minor injuries. According to the BCCOS, via social media, Coquitlam RCMP arrived on scene first and killed the coyote near the attack site. Conservation officers subsequently patrolled the park and found no other coyotes in the area, the BCCOS statement reads. An examination of the coyote carcass showed evidence it had consumed non-natural food sources. Officers are now working with the city of Port Coquitlam on public outreach, including signage and patrols. The BCCOS cannot stress enough the importance of not feeding dangerous wildlife and will take enforcement action as warranted. In a follow-up to the incident, BCCOS is urging people to take precautions in case of coyote encounters, including leashing pets and traveling in groups. According to the report, conservation officers are continuing to monitor coyote activity in the area. Reports can be made to the RAP, Report All Poachers and Polluters, line. It operates 24/7 and can be reached via 1-877-952-RAP, 7277. For safety and conflict reduction tips, visit WildSafeBC. Coyote attack. The hashtag BCCOS is investigating after a 2-year-old child was attacked by a coyote last night in hashtag Port Coquitlam. The incident took place shortly after 8 p.m. at Lions Park. The child was bitten by a coyote and taken to hospital with minor injuries. BC Colorado Service, at underscore BCCOS, May 11, 2023. This is not the first time such a caution has been issued. Animal Advocate Group urges education. In December, residents were asked to leash up their pets after 2 dogs and a cat were killed by coyotes in Port Moody and Coquitlam. An animal advocacy group told the Tri-City News at the time that residents should be aware that coyotes are living in urban habitats such as the Tri-Cities. Coyotes are a natural, normal part of our landscape, and I think when you carve a city of out of the rainforest, you can see the wildlife, and we know coyotes live here, said Leslie Fox, executive director of the Furbearers, a 70-year-old animal advocacy group. The Furbearers have educational tools to help communities coexist with animals.